Okay, so I'm going to give you an update on AGL Tier 2. Remind everybody, we're pretty much an Atlas-specific site, but we run workloads for other science domains through Open Science Grid. The name list that we have underneath here has been decreasing, and I'll talk a little bit about that in this report. Here's the summary of our site. We have close to actually 10,000 cores. Part of those are Tier 3. Those are available when the Tier 3 isn't using them. We're currently at almost 7 petabytes of storage. We have about 96 kilohepspec. In terms of services, everything's virtualized on VMware. We're in the process of actually going to VMware 6.5, vSphere 6.5. That should happen in the next month or two. Networking, we have 2 by 40 gig between the sites. In terms of external connectivity, U of M has 100 gig wave, so we can use up to 80 gig of that wave to the wide area. MSU has their own dedicated 10 gig connection to the wide area network. We have plenty of ports internally of various types, including some of the 25 gig, 50 gig, 100 gig ports that come with our new switch that we finally integrated. The highest end storage systems that we just got, in fact, are connected at 2 by 50 gig to the LAN. And then we have a separate 40 gig link that goes between a Tier 2 location and a Tier 3 location. We have lots of monitoring to keep track of things. It allows us to preemptively find and fix problems. We have our own customized monitoring shown on the right, and you can basically see all these little squares are worker nodes, and green, dark green is good, shows the load, and we monitor quite a few things with that. We also still using Ganglia. We've been running OMD with CheckMK to do a lot of service monitoring, central syslog with an ELK stack. We still use SRM Watch to see what Dcache is doing, and we use GLPI to track tickets. So this has all been very helpful for the limited manpower we have to keep track of everything. We've lost 2 Tier 2 admins over the last year, one at U of M, one at MSU. Basically, we've decided that we're going to go ahead and beef up our undergraduate participation in our Tier 2 center. Michigan State did add Mike Nila, who's an engineering tech at 20% time, to help with the hardware there, mostly parts replacement and a few other tasks. We're looking to augment what we currently have as 2 undergrads working hourly for us, add an additional 1 to 2 more. It's nice to have the more experienced undergrads teach the incoming set before they graduate and move on. And we've actually, as I mentioned, been very successful in getting good students to work with us, and it's a good experience for them. Hardware additions. Last summer, we got about 400,000 additional funds to beef up the MOU equipment that we have to make sure that what we have is under warranty and capable of supporting it. We ended up getting 55 Dell R630s. We got some new storage nodes, all with 5-year warranties. So in total, we added 24 kilohepspec and 3.84 petabytes. That's been running since the beginning of this year. And in addition, we were transitioning between 2 5-year agreements for the Tier 2 funding, and we had to spend out some of the money, which looks like it's for the next 5-year, but it's on the old CA. So we got 18 more R630s and some switching that would improve our local area networking, and that was a net of 7.8 kilohepspec. In terms of software updates, we still had, as of the last HEPIC, some SL5 nodes running Tier 2 services. Those are now updated. We still do have a couple SL5 nodes, that one for the muon calibration system running Oracle, that need to be addressed soon. In terms of Dcache, we've updated to 3.0.11, and we've gone to Postgres 9.5. HT Condor is up to 8.4.11, and we're running the OSG middleware stack. We're at 3.3.2.1. There was a bunch of switch firmware updates that we've applied in the last 6 months just to keep everything current, to fix some spanning tree issues and a few other issues. And we've been upgrading our monitoring components, CheckMK and OMD. We still run Lustre as well. This is primarily for our Tier 3 users, but it's accessible from the Tier 2 as well. We've had some challenges. It's older hardware, and we've seen some issues. We run Lustre over ZFS. And the version of ZFS and Lustre that we have is a little bit old. It's ZFS 0642, and we've been waiting for Lustre 2.1 and ZFS 0.7 to be ready, and then we'll plan to migrate to that. So hopefully that will happen this summer. I talked in a previous report about us potentially having to move our Tier 2 center, and the very good news was the university backed off from that. And in fact, now we know that that's true because they went and bought new batteries for us in the site, and we were told that, in fact, they won't even divide the room. We thought for sure that they were going to take part of the room away and move the university's equipment out of there, but they've decided to keep it. So hopefully this will be true for the next 5 years. We won't have to deal with hardware migration and moving to a new location. In terms of future plans, we're going to be, again, participating in supercomputing this year, 2017. Part of what we will probably be showing is the use of my OSIRIS project as an object store for the Atlas Event Service, and that will couple with our Tier 2. In general, we'll be showing things related to trying to simplify the infrastructure for fully utilizing 100 gig networks. We've been doing some playing with Open vSwitch, trying to get that in place so that we can do some experiments with software-defined networking at our Tier 2 center and see what impact, hopefully beneficial, it has for Atlas. We've been dual-stacked for a while in terms of our Persona nodes. The next step, now that we've gone to DCache 3, is to actually dual stack our storage, and that should happen in the next month or two as well. And so, in general, things have been running pretty well. We haven't had any major issues. There's just upgrades and personnel issues to deal with. Hopefully, by the fall report, we'll be able to tell you how IPv6 is working for our storage, give you an update on what we're doing for software-defined networking and supercomputing. And so that's it. Any questions?